Blog Talk Radio.
The Rednick. The Rednick. The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
Make way for the Rednick Cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not effeminate, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD, it came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon, cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served some real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you and you and you, exit stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy, unreleased track from Sheriff Kilroy, HJS Music. And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 26 already. And you can email music, commercials, whatever, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period, abbreviation acronym for music, activism, news. You can Facebook, emaxxtheeimijj, Emax the Image. Lake City Radio, for those listening to it, on blogtalkradio.com. We feel very fortunate to have you with us, but you can feel free to dial up, like the 216-400, 216-609. You can dial 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook, I believe, Joseph Motley Jr. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. No, don't blame Lake City Radio on Blog Talk. You can call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can call back or press one. I'm going to give you like a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment as it has appeared. And I'm just telling you, there are a couple of surprises for me. Number 10, Charles E. Bibbs Sr. He had like a two-day birthday party event. Number 9, re-debuting, it's the Joseph Motley Jr. period on YouTube, or Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. so many videos, including Delete Obsolete and others. Number 8, re-debuting Black Odyssey. Number 7, debuting UK and Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Number 206 and other events. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, you can debut the Facebook of Tamir Rice's 17th birthday event. It was last Saturday at Cadell Rec. Samaria Rice had youth and art exhibits. Very powerful. Number 5, the debut went to on Facebook. 6/29/19, Cleveland Talent Search. That was, if I'm not mistaken, 8 p.m. That was on Facebook at the Spotlight Social Center last Saturday. Number 4, debuting on Facebook, it was A Red Queen, that's R-E-D-D Queen, all together, A Red Queen Radio's Red Wine and Blue Wine Tasting Tour, which happened at the Holiday Inn in Independence yesterday. Number 3, it debuted on Facebook, Justice for Diani. First Chalk the Walk and Press Conference. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, wow, moving up, TRM Band. And that was live. It was tonight at the Spotlight Social Center, Thunder Roar Music ENT. Number 1, the debut, Manifest Music and Arts Festival was last weekend, 3 days long. One of those days featured live from the Garage, a.k.a. Malik X. Before I do anything else, because you all will tell me I don't give you enough information, so before I go to the phone calls, I will tell people that you can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, which are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, East 752nd St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue, where the number 1, number 37, number 28 bus pass by. You know, July 3rd. Probably won't be a meeting. That's when everybody just throws firecrackers and everything else, so we'll probably catch you a week from this Wednesday. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And also you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. And also Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Last week, a legend who's now gone and become an international legend on film, Crazy D, came through and talked about his history and even put Al Porter, great end-all birthday present, on the same video with comedian, actress, Monique, and several other things. Definitely that was a very, very powerful moment. Now, before I go to the phone lines, the 216-400, I know that if I don't do this, people will complain and say, hey, you're not right, Mr. Porter. And so I just want to let people know that, of course, we remember Beth Chapman's memorial where friends and family said goodbye to the Dog, the Bounty Hunter star. And so she was reality TV star Beth Chapman. And she was, like, you know, star of Dog, the Bounty Hunter. She had been placed in a medically induced coma while she battled cancer. She died last week at a Honolulu hospital in Hawaii at the age of 51. And so, you know, a lot of things. And along with her husband, Dwayne Dog Chapman, the couple had homes in Hawaii and Colorado. So if you're wondering why I celebrated so much for just living to see the age of 50, after you see that she passed at the age of 51, we lost John Singletary and some others at young ages like that. Hey, there you go. I'm going to go to the 216-400 phone number. Before I do that, I'll let people know you can check out on the web, blackonblackcleveland.com, as well as OPN Radio, weupradio.com, Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Let me see what's going on with 216-400. 216-400, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter, and I'm glad, but I want to warn people out there that there are all kinds of scams, and they're out to take money. Sir,
wow.
I have received so many scams, it is pitiful, and you wouldn't is unbelievable, even to the point where they're right in town told me that I had won $49,000. Then they sent a check.
On.
Yeah, for $985.20. Then they put on there that I had to pay the $900 to the Internal Revenue for taxes, which would leave $85.20 supposedly. And had I been stupid enough to not notice that it's from foreign countries, and you place it in your account, and then next thing you know, they're going to clean your account out because that's what it's all about. And then they called and asked why I had not deposited. I told them because it's a scam and I'm going to make sure that I give it to my lawyer and let him check it out thoroughly. And guess what? The number, I tried it again later, and then you can't get through. You hear ping, you know, like fax or whatever. So that is let you know. And so today I received a call claiming from Social Security. Somebody's trying to steal my Social Security number. Well, hey, I've had identity theft before, so I had to call. I reported to, then it was Mike DeWine, who's now governor. But you know that people better be wise and understand that these people are out to take you for everything they can get.
Thank you so much for that warning. We appreciate it.
Yes, yes. So you have a blessed evening. Oh, yes, and happy birthday. And may you have 50 more.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. All right, enjoy your evening. And I will say that may the same blessing that you get 50 more years on your life as well. As a matter of fact, before I go to the long distance 702609, I will not keep you waiting long. I just want to let people know that if you choose to, coming up for those who are wondering what happened today, if you did want to Facebook criminal justice, because it's very important, it was called Criminal Justice Council Coalition PAX Meeting Demands Action. And one of the reasons why this event happened, because it needed to, I will say that the reason it did end up happening was because this morning, 8:30 a.m., it's been over a year since the Cuyahoga County Criminal Justice Council was created in June of 2018, and during that time, it's failed to take meaningful action to address any of the crises facing the Cuyahoga County Criminal Justice Center. Despite the fact that one of its stated objectives is to respond to critical issues and collectively develop solutions. Now, members and supporters of the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the Cuyahoga County Jail are packing the Criminal Justice Council quarterly meeting at 9:30 a.m. and will provide testimony calling attention to the numerous critical issues within the county justice system, such as the ongoing brutality, horrific conditions, and severe overcrowding at the county jail, and demanding that the Criminal Justice Council take action. Now, we started out at 8:30 a.m. We attended the meeting. One of the things that I will say that I find very, very important about at least today's action was that actually the groups that showed basically was represented everybody who's in the coalition. And at the press conference, all the news agencies covered it. Some are just now reshowing it this evening. I think Cleveland.com has the Facebook Live, News Channel 5 has just shown what happened on the inside of the meeting. You know, man in the street, I spoke second after Ivanka Hall, and, you know, she made a valid point to me, as well as Refused Fascism, when they said, I shouldn't feel like this is normal. But unfortunately, it does feel normal. You see, I was at the demands and recommendations table with the Department of Children's Family Services. Armand Budish, Cynthia Wisekettle, starting, I'll say, last February through March. So here you have the recommendations table where I sat there alongside the Brown Report and others. And then the demands team sat at that table. And since then, we outlined certain things. We outlined the headquarters of county headquarters yesterday in Chalk. We'll get to that in a little while because a two-month-old baby died. Now, this Criminal Justice Council meeting, after starting last year, has still had 9 deaths on its hands, hospitalized trips for many inmates, jail guards, a resigned sheriff, Bill Mason hired by Armand for his, you know, handle his cabinet and staff work after it was Bill Mason who prosecuted indigent, poor minorities. We've been marched on him several times. So he's there to save Armand Buttigieg's job after Armand Buttigieg just had his office raided once, twice, thrice. And unfortunately, it does feel normal because as long as you don't deal with the real problems in the soul goeth the head, then the whole body follows. So until we take a look at that and things are handled from the top down, we'll be out there to provide much more pressure to deal with the real problems and issues all across the board. So with that being said, I am going to go to the long distance number that's here. I might follow up a little bit more on what happened, but since somebody decided to call me from the 702 area code 609, I am going to say, welcome aboard. How you doing?
Not bad, Sheriff. How are you this evening? This is Mike Carter.
Man, a man called Hulk. What's that?
Not a whole lot. This here, of course, is my area code. I'm not going to change it just because I'm actually step foot and have my boots in the ground in the 216 area.
All right.
I just want to, I'm listening to you from the job, actually. I'm working security here for Mark Glassman Incorporated Distribution Center on Snow Road near the Berea Freeway. So I just want to go ahead and put it out there that I was actually inspired not only by your works and the works of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, but also by the works of Brother Art McCoy and his University of Common Sense, which I am a loyal listener to. do you remember maybe about 5 years ago I put out a recruitment effort for the Black Man's Army?
Right.
Do you remember that? Okay. Well, like you like to say, that being said, I myself have been you know, trying to get myself into that physical condition in order to be able to perform the things that need to be done in not only the recruitment areas, but also for protective services of every one of the proud Black activists that are in this area. I bring this invitation out again. This here is just actually a primary. The real recruitment will start probably when the weather gets a little better, but I want to go ahead and say that I want to go ahead and push forth that effort to rebuild or to recruit for the Black Man's Army. Louis Farrakhan once said that it only takes 10,000 fearless men and women, but in this case, I remember your video for the Black Man's Army, the anthem of that particular group as well, that all he asked for was 300 men, 300
right.
Black men.
Right.
And out of the city, and out of the city that is 53% Black, I don't see a problem in actually filling those numbers. 300 is way shy of 10,000. So I
that
don't
is
see
true.
A problem.
Yes, sir.
I don't see a problem. The only problem would be, there are two, I'll go ahead and put it out there. One would actually be the fear of actually being out in the street and doing what needs to be done. Two would maybe be the ability to be able to hit those streets. You know, the ones that are, you know, that are like me, that are actually working. We may not be able to, you know, be able to attend rallies or anything like that. But
And I appreciate it.
Not a problem, brother. I just wanted to hit, go ahead and throw in my two cents on that and let you know that's one of my many plans in the works while I'm out here.
Hey, we look forward to consistently working with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and thank you so much for adding that.
No problem, sir. Thank you very much for listening. You have a good evening as well.
No problem. You do the same, man. I'm telling you, Mike Carter, a.k.a. A Man Called Hawk, and he just set it on fire. He's talking about some real independence for Independence Day. And before I go to the 216-682, 216-209, I guess I could follow up if anything made more sense. It's just the fact that a lot of people didn't realize what had happened, and I was just very thankful that amid the jail controversy, for those who might have checked out the story on, I will say, Newsnet 5, that's what it said, amid jail controversy, community activist group, they ramped up the pressure on the county leaders, and that's exactly what happened, and I was glad that we got a chance to be a part of that and get the message out in a strong way, or as strong a way as possible. So, you know, my thing was just thankful to be able and show that when you do get together as a group, there's really nothing you can't accomplish. So before I even go back and say certain things, I would like to at least add on to the fact that if I don't mention it here, people won't notice it. So if you can, you can feel free to the August 16th Plan of Action, which is being sponsored by Art McCoy's University of Common Sense and Imperial Women's Coalition. Activists protest outside Cuyahoga County Jail in Cleveland, Ohio. This is a follow-up to the July 1st, 2019 Justice Center rally, as this rally will focus on reentry, the mistreatment of female jail inmates, jail conditions, mass incarceration, accountability by judges, and others. As activist Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Imperial Women's Coalition, Fair Treatment, Reform and Entry, and member groups of the Cuyahoga County Jail Coalition will lead this rally. Hold on a second. I would just like to give an infamous shout-out. Cut off, Kingdom. Did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air doing a radio show? Now, back to the aforementioned things. If you want to know more about this rally that will happen on, I will say, if I'm not mistaken, August the 16th, the follow-up rallies, then you can definitely check it out, 216-659-0473 for more information. And again, my infamous shout-out to Bedoff for calling my personal phone line while I'm doing my radio show on a Monday night. Anyway, back to other things, I would like to say I appreciate those people who called in. I better finish up some of this stuff and let people know that if you choose, you can Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can go to, on Facebook, Fred Barkley Live Group. Twitter for myself is at Alfred Porter JR, number one. And also, I can let people know Life Obstacles is Saturday, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. And also, MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. All three programs on www.newstalkcleveland.com. Let me go to the phone callers, because if I don't do that, you all probably talk about me like a dog. So instead of me having you all do that, I'm much better off finding out some information, going through, thanking you all for calling in, and just letting you know I appreciate you all for at least listening to the program, calling in, and giving me your humble opinions, thoughts, comments, and concerns. As I also end off on everything and let people know, since they called in, this 216 682. You've been so patient. What's happening?
Father's Lives Matter, LLC, Cargill County, Ohio. Joe Jones, how's everybody doing?
What's going on? Oh, I'm doing well. Man, you've been so busy. I mean, you were out there, if I'm not mistaken, let me get it right, because if I'm not mistaken, you joined me yesterday evening for the Justice for Diani First Chalk the Walk and Press Conference, which was on Facebook. I saw you outlining in chalk Cynthia Wisekittle must go on top of what Donna Brown put it down there. It's like you added something else on top of it, threw your own thoughts on top of what was there. You brought people. I was even surprised that one of the young ladies who was wearing the Father's Lives Matter shirt was telling me about listening to and enjoying the Cleveland's Most Hated Artist CD. So with that being said, man, what's happening?
Yeah, it's, we got a lot of the Father's Lives Matter women stepping up. We got T-shirts being sold left and right. Father's Lives Matter, LLC movement is getting bigger and it's getting stronger. And nothing's going to stand in our way. We're also backing every single group out there, whatever they're fighting. As a matter of fact, we joined Black on Black Crime, Black Man Army, and, you know, last night at Chalk the Walk for a two-month-old baby who eventually died. Daycares that aren't certified in CPR and first aid, you know, and it's absolutely amazing because, you know, it's like a firefighter going to a house that's fully engulfed in flames and saying, I don't know how to put this fire out, getting in his truck and leaving. It's the same thing as a daycare worker not knowing how to do CPR on an infant child. And then the next morning we joined the jail coalition for all the horrible things that are going on at the jail. And the funny thing is I didn't write down, you know, to speak because I just wanted to sit back and see what went down. But the questions that I had in mind was, how is it that we have heroin inside of that Cuyahoga County jail when we're searching inmates on the way in? I mean, that just baffles me on how drugs actually get through there. And the second thing is how is it that we have mental health patients who walk in and say, yeah, I'm suicidal, but yet they're still able to commit suicide? I mean, that just baffles me on how that's even possible. You know, and then handcuffed inmates that are being beat. I mean, what kind of threat is a handcuffed inmate to a wheelchair? I mean, well, why do our SEALs punching them in the face and beating the heck out of them? So my whole thing with Father's Lives Matter, and we are on Facebook and Twitter, is we need to shut it down. I mean, you can't fix that. It's just you got to have another jail take over, Department of Justice take over. And as far as these babies dying in daycare, let it be known now, every single daycare that does that, we're coming for you.
I appreciate that, man. I do. And I thank you so much because Father's Lives Matter has been in the middle of so much, and people don't realize it's not just fathers. You help mothers. You help families. You help everybody.
Right, right. We even have a flyer out there that says, don't let the name fool you. We have men, women, and children. We helped out several domestic violence cases for women, got them protection orders. So, our main goal is children, though. So if you need us, just look us up on Facebook or Twitter. We're here for everybody.
Hey, I thank you once again for always tuning in, and may you continue to enjoy the program. I thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. And see, the one thing that I can say, you can at least judge what they do. I'm not going to give you the 8 demands because you could probably watch it on a Facebook Live or something else. But I will say that yesterday evening, Inner City Republican Movement was down there. We've had D from EC. We had a lot of people. And Stop the Cracks, so many different groups. It was a beautiful thing. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. And as was started to have been read off, I'll read just a couple of these things before I go to the 216-209. We are here today over the community concerns of the neglect of Cuyahoga County Jobs and Family Services oversight or the lack thereof of a Type B home daycare center by the name of Nana Home Daycare. Cuyahoga Jobs and Family Services didn't follow up on the many noncompliances of Nana Home Daycare. She was allowed to operate and have children in her care listed as partial compliant. In November of 2018, Nana Home Daycare didn't have valid and current CPR and first aid. She had 30 days to get certified in these areas. Moreover, the inspector was to come back and inspect to ensure she had CPR and first aid. Now, my home daycare didn't bother to do so, and neither did the inspector. Both to do their job as a public employee to ensure that she was in compliance by this allotted timetable. On June 18, 2019, the child allegedly died in her care. At the date in question, Nana Home Daycare still didn't have CPR and first aid, and there is no record of a follow-up by the inspector prior to the death of a child. When Nana Home Daycare was inspected after the death of the child, allegedly while in her care, more violations were cited, and Nana Home Daycare was shut down. We are gathered here once again due to another example of Cuyahoga County agency failing a child. They have allowed another child to fall through the cracks of the system. We're in doubt by the community in which this agency serves to present the following demand. I would say this. It shouldn't take me that long to just get into a couple of things where policy changes, such as if a child care provider is not in compliance with current CPR and first aid, then that child care provider is shut down and no public dollars allocated until the child care provider comes into compliance with CPR and first aid. CPR and first aid. Number two, no child care provider shall operate and receive public dollars under any partial compliance. Number three, Cuyahoga County Jobs and Family Services shall increase inspections to every 90 days, particularly unannounced business, to ensure quality and compliance of all rules and regulations that govern receiving public dollars. Number four, hire more inspectors so inspections and re-inspections are done in a timely fashion, adhering to all governing rules and regulations as to ensure child providers operate within said regulations when receiving public dollars. Number five, not a home daycare to close permanently. Well, that made sense. Never to receive public dollars again. Number six, the inspector be fired that didn't follow through to ensure not a home daycare came into compliance. Number seven, also Cindy Wisekettle terminated from public position. When one continuously states that the system is not broke, tragedy after tragedy, she's a big part of the problem. Number eight, and lastly, we want a face-to-face meeting with Armand Budish again to ensure he understands as a public official the need to intervene and take heed to these demands. I'm going to the 216-209, but my luck is probably Armand Budish saying, you know something, I'm sick and tired of seeing you at every meeting, and now you're bothering my boy Bill Mason. What's with it? What you got against short people? Anyway, 216-209, Armand, I'm ready for you. 216-209, going once. 216-209, going twice. Hey, you can always call back if you choose. You can call back if you get, you know, non-scared or mine. It might have been Bill Mason on the phone. You can call me back and tell me off, too. Hey, listen, before we do anything else, I want to also take the time to let people know that at this coming Saturday, because I haven't gotten a chance to talk to it about it, I've been talking maybe a little bit too much, and I didn't get a chance to at least deal with that particular situation. And to that, I humbly apologize. I would like to at least throw out there that if you want to, you can Facebook or just take my word for it, but you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop episode number 209 and other events. Why? Because it's going to be very interesting. It's this coming Saturday, that's July 6th, 1899 Berkman Hall, formerly main classroom building. You can enter the building from East 22nd. In Chester or Euclid Avenue from 1:45 to 6 p.m. That's our Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Now, again, I have a third phone call from an infamous phone call. Better off that you call me once, twice, thrice over personal phone line while I'm doing my radio show. Come on, man. Anyway, boy, am I going to be in trouble when I get off this phone at 10 and let him know he's got an infamous shout out. Anyway, this coming Saturday, hey, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. We can be mean, but keep it clean. For radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, Dollar Rock, with tributes and more, Mr. Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, as well as the fact that you will have none other than Freestyle Cypher. You'll have Brother ADX in the house as a special guest. Cam Underground as another special guest. Thunder Roar Music and ENT, and many more. There may even be a Zumba sighting there, and more. So we look forward to you all coming through. We'll have CD giveaways and more. We'll even at least pay tribute to some of the artists who are deceased. And just added on the bill, Major Taps and Almighty FX are having their video shoot right down there at the Hip Hop Workshop. So we are looking forward to at least a lot of things that will entail. You know, because I didn't get a chance to do certain things, sometimes I get a chance to at least enjoy myself, play music, and do some other things. So before I check and see what else may be happening out there, I am going to at least, because I haven't played anything from, you know, Black Odyssey in a little while, because it's very important. I feel like, hey, it makes sense that when you tell people something, the main thing for me is you definitely have to keep praying and you have to keep going. My thing is, with Black Odyssey, I want to play that track, keep praying, and just keep praying, just because they always have excellent songs. One of my favorite videos from them is Freedom Writers, WRITRS. Yep, very, very excellent concept on that one, doing nice numbers. So what I'm going to do is just take 3 minutes, play this track, be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's foul.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
Also, at the Hip Hop Workshop this coming Saturday, I will have End Arbitrator's Bias in Favor of Police, so that you can come in and feel free to sign. Petition is due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public. We, the underlying, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive sole authority to make the decision when those police officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice. That's one thing. Before I go back to the phone calls, I want to also put out there, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Headquarters, BBCI, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Community ministries are Sundays at 10 a.m. Youth and family marriage counseling by appointment, Pastor Ernest Harris, 216-835-9704. Survivors, victims of tragedy, grief support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, inquire at 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. We're able to provide you space, pastor and flowers, special pricing. Floral arrangements are by Maddie B's Flowers at 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. One thing, if you're not doing your best to at least, I would say, provide what the community might need, keep people from going up in other people, make sure you do it right and get certain things out there. Before I go to the phone lines, I didn't want to get myself in trouble, but I see somebody dial back, so hopefully they're going to keep me from getting out of trouble. Might try back with 216-209 as well. I didn't want to really get into trouble. I didn't want to because, you know, sometimes things come up and you don't plan on dealing with certain things because I just didn't. But for me, it's kind of like, you know, when certain things do happen, you report it as it comes through. I would like to say that I liked the name when he first came out. The reason I liked the name, I thought, great tribute to, you know, artists like Nas and, you know, I could see Malcolm X. And so, you know, with Lil Nas X, let's just say that there were a couple of things that happened, and it's not for obvious reasons. People would think, oh, wait a minute. No, I thought it gave him a lot of credit because when he did the song Old Town Road, which still remains atop the Billboard Hot 100, I really had to salute the fact that they had to do a Tiger Woods rule. You know, even though Tiger Woods didn't say he was African-American or black or anything, he's a very Eurasian. But they had to create rules because this black man was beating them in golf, so it's kind of bad. Here you are sitting at the top of the chart for about 36 weeks, and they just changed the rules on you and say, you're not country. And then in 2019, this year, you watch everything same way they used to play the Ray Charles and Little Richard and a few other things. They changed the rules and said, you're not country. Hey, Billy Ray Cyrus, yep, you do your version of it, and there you go. So the reason I say that is because I wouldn't have cared about certain things, but you see, I'm from Northeast Ohio, where I really believe you have to at least know your history and see. It's not so much for me that, you know, yesterday, the last day of Pride Month, he came out there and said, hey, guess what? I'm coming out the closet. I'm gay. You know, directed fans to the lyrics of his new song, Closure, C7, you know, upside down, 7 standing for L-O-S-U-R-E. And he's got his new 7 EP. All right. Which, okay, I'm very interested. And so he said, some of y'all already know, some of y'all don't care, some of y'all not going to him, you know, no more. And he let people know that he was gay and he came out of the closet. Now, for me, I don't really give a so-and-so on that end of it. Very, very interesting, but I don't care about that phase. I just want to put it out there on the record. If you don't know your history, you're always going to end up losing out. And Northeast Ohio, to me, the reason why when it comes to hip-hop, people don't sometimes, they value their history because the South Bronx will tell you, hip-hop started out in the South Bronx. They'll tell you that. They'll also tell you in West Coast, where their artists came from, their whole story. They just tell you. Boom, KLA, all of that stuff, they tell you about the history. Atlanta, they know the history. Detroit knows the history. Before I go to 216702, this is important because the whole closure, the upside down seven, the L, don't get fooled. It didn't come from the Rhinestone Cowboy. It came from a group called Urban Survival, who said that seven is the number of the Creator. Boom. They went and took it from biblical scripture, used the seven, seven. Throw your L's up. That's it. If they were putting out H-E-L-L, it would be H-E-7-7. That was their lingo. There are so many people from who knows the history, and that's the one thing that's important to me before I go to the next phone caller. If you don't know your history, you won't tell its story. So I'm going to have to now, because I have that history, instead of, like, you know, E from EC will get on me and she'll say, stop hoarding information. That's true. Instead of me hoarding information, now I got to give out the information of the seven and remind people that this group that's been all over representing our region all the way through Marcy Projects, Queens, and all of that, On Deck, Urban Survival, they were even involved in the politics of the mayoral race and the council person's race. Before I get off this phone line with 12 minutes left, if we were to get a phone call from the General Donald Walker Brown, she would even be able to tell you about the legend of the seven, and we are not going to at least allow somebody else. It's kind of like this Lil Nas X thing. It's kind of like when Soulja Boy Tell 'Em came out, he got sued, and he had to pay the real Soulja Boy because they just took the name without giving a recognition. So 216702, you're on live. What's happening with you out there?
What's up? This is the General, and all I got to say is U.S.
U.S. U.S.
U.S. Yeah. Right. On deck. Them my people. I love them. Them is my folks.
Right.
Even the midnight crawler, Jerome, who always be who on deck at after midnight. It took me a minute to even figure out the sevens. I be like, what is
right?
Oh, I mean, cause I'm over 45. I'm over 40. I'm 50. So you know, it
right,
took
right.
me a minute. I said, okay, you very correct, Al. They did bring them sevens out and turn your hand up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm just happy to be amongst trendsetters and winners. That lets you know when they brought it out way back then, seven was a winner then, right?
Yeah.
But let's talk about this here, Deani Griffin, and how we did the Chalk the Walk. And we was a small little unit, guerrilla unit. And we went out there, and you'd have thought we had a massive crowd with all the chalk that we put out there. It was great for you and Art to show, to validate the mission. And I'm just happy we got out there and showed that mother, that grandmother, that great-grandmother, the support that some activists, they forget why they get in here. It ain't about ambulance chasing. It's about a cause. You know, it's about a cause. We out there just so that now another baby ends up dead at the daycare because you don't have CPR and your substitute ain't got CPR. To me, that's how we came up with the Deani Law. That if your facility don't have CPR type B daycare, you need to be closed until you get your CPR current. Bottom of the line, CPR saves lives. That's why you got 8 minutes to get some oxygen and get some air in that brain, get it pumping. So I'm just happy we was all out there. We stood for something so that we won't just fall for anything. the best thing I learned out of that is sometimes you're going to have activists that's going to come for any good cause. And then sometimes
right.
you're going to have activists that's going to make an excuse for a good cause. Which one are you?
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? So
I
wanted to make
it.
Sure that I put that out there. Brother, I want you to keep doing what you're doing because this here is a venue. We take it for granted. But let us be without it like the 105 is without their Dollar Tree. We miss it.
No.
You know,
yes,
105
indeed.
Dollar
you
Tree,
doesn't, the truth.
They were stealing so much in the community. Then you wonder why businesses don't want to come to the black community, right? Well,
right.
Dollar Tree is known for everything is a dollar, right? On 105.
Yes.
Why was they selling stuff for 75 cents and 50 cents on St. Clair that was from Dollar Tree? You can't, businesses cannot continue to stay open, and their loss is more than their profit. So when we have businesses coming in the black community, note one thing. If you want them to stay, when you see somebody putting stakes up under their sweat jacket, go tell the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Because them the same stakes is going to come out and they're going to sell them to you. But you don't know how long they've been up under their jacket anyway. So if you want to keep businesses in your community, you got to, you know, that no snitch. Well, look what happened to us
mm-hmm.
on St. Clair in 105. We ain't snitching, and now we ain't got a dollar store.
Thank you
Hello.
So much, General. You made me think as usual. I appreciate
All right, Brother
you.
B. Have a great show. God bless.
God bless. You know something? That is so powerful right there. You know, when somebody takes the time to call in and give a call back, I'm at least going to give you about a minute. You might have thought about something that you didn't get a chance to touch on. So 702 area code, anything you'd like to add?
Yes, sir. Actually, all I did was plug in my headphones, but it's all right. The line clicked me back in. I just want to go ahead and say that the recruitment has not stopped. In fact, it has just begun. The Black Man's Army
yes,
will rise as an organization if, well, actually, it already does coincide with other organizations. So this ain't a hip hop group, people. You look up the word army. You look up the word army and see what it says. And that there should give you the definition of what we're going to be doing. That is all for now.
Let's keep.
I myself nominate myself as a sergeant at arms. So when it really goes down, I will be there.
I already know that. Thank you so much, Sergeant at Arms, aka a man called Hawk. Feel free to hold the line before we stomp up out of here. I just want to thank everybody who has taken the time to listen and call in. You never know what you might hear until it happens. I do want to say that a lot of people may have missed it. If you heard it on ClevelandUrbanNews.com, might have heard the press conference, what was spoke on. It was a nice Facebook Live as activists in the community. Remember Diane Madison, who was the mother of Cleveland serial killer Michael Madison at a vigil. That was last week. She was murdered by an 18-year-old who also tried to murder young children and other siblings. Two got away. Two were slashed. It's apparent there was mental illness during the whole just thing itself. But the one thing that people might not have realized is that, you see, the vigil was held because Diane Madison, 67 years old, was definitely an activist as well. She did a lot of things for the community, from elders to just other people. And so it lets you know that this mental illness strikes everybody. And, you know, one of the things that I got a chance to speak on was that it's how you deal with mental illness. It's how you deal with certain things, you see. I, for one, lost a child at the age of, she was 11 months old. Now, at the time I lost her, she was a teen. I was a teenager myself, okay? So you look at me being around 16 years old. How did I deal with it? I drank, smoked hard, drank. I'm around with a lot of thugs and everything else. Never dealt with the grief process. So I had some mental issues. And when I transitioned after maybe 20-something odd years over to getting a much more conscious mindset, I mean, not dealing with that loss, I was a hothead activist. So if somebody looked at my group for black-on-black crime or anything like that, they would have thought, oh, man, this man wants to fight, because I did want to fight. So anyway, the thing is, I had to learn a different mindset. I had to take care of my business. I had to go through trauma. I just started going to trauma support after all these years because it's time to move ahead. Mental illness does strike you. If you feel like there are family and friends around you who are going through it, feel free to let them know, please get you some help and help walk them through it. But the main thing is, if you can't get them to go through it, sometimes you might have to let go because it's a personal journey. These people have to make it on their own. You can lead a horse to water, which you're supposed to. Sometimes you can't make them drink. Hell, Creator allowed his son, Yahshua, the Messiah, Jesus, to come through, say, hey, we want to lead you all to a better way. And they crucified him. So the main thing is, it's a personal journey. If you feel that there's something wrong with you, go ahead and make that journey. Fight for your own self. Get up there and say, I'm going to take those steps because I'm tired of suffering and I want to make things better. And you had that right to do so with no excuses given. I use myself as that example on that. I appreciate those people who took the time to at least call in and be a part of this program. I want to let people know right now, I am definitely letting people know before we leave out, because you probably need to know about it. If you missed it, of course, it's the We the People press conference and rally at KeyBank Tower, SEIU District 1199 on Facebook. We the People declaring our independence from poverty wages. Join working people across Cleveland as we stand together for a rally, 10 a.m. They'll meet at SEIU District 1199 Union Hall. Then at 11 a.m., they'll be at the front of KeyBank Tower. You can go on that site to find out how you can register for that. And like I say, before I leave out, I want to say that this coming week, hey, it is, what a quote, Independence Day, July 4th, and I agree with people. Juneteenth, that's when the real independence came. And I will say, though, that if you ask me about July 4th, I might say that, actually, that's a day I celebrate. Well, actually, not really July the 4th. I don't celebrate the Independence Day. I celebrate July 4th because that's when my mama was born. So, you know, to Mother Porter, Hattie Porter, it's a blessing to have Mama Porter still around. So all that other red, white, blue stuff, that's cool. I'm thankful that I live here because I can at least protest and make changes from one way or the other and get knowledge out. But it's good to have, you know, a day like that come through. But I do believe that I'm going to enjoy the rest of the time. I'm in a party mood. Anytime I can play this record, you don't have to like it, but I love it myself. E-Max the Image produced the track, the original version for his album, and then he allowed me to join him and do the remix for the CMHA CD. So with that being said, hey, it's one of my favorite tracks of all time just because, as a matter of fact, got to look for some right after this program. Hey, somebody say, D from EC, this one's going out. We know what it is. It's a favorite of mine, Big Legs, produced by Emax the Image. He allowed me to get 16 bars on it. It's a fun song. Enjoy yourself. We know they're all out there. The weather's that way anyway. Boom, here it is.
In the club, looking for my girlfriend. light skin.
Peace, y'all. Much love.